Blog Talk Radio.
Hot dang! Ever want to be on a wacky TV show? Well, here's your chance.
Holy!
Hillbilly Horror Show is having a contest, and the winner gets a walk-on role in Hillbilly Horror Show Volume 5. Hang out on set with the cast, and yeah, fellas, that means hanging with the lovely Miss Lulu featured in Maxim.
You smell like the inside of my mama's purse.
Head on over to hillbillyhorrorshow.com to enter and join in the fun. And be sure to check out Hillbilly Horror Show Volumes 1 and 2, now out on DVD at major retailers and Amazon.
And welcome to Garage Talk Live. I'm Vince Bonfigli, and you're listening to us here on 1360 AM WNJC and 1460 AM WIFI Wi-Fi. And tonight's show, we got a very special guest, a young driver out of Roanoke Rapids, North Carolina. Let's bring him to the show. It's Garrett Marchant joining us live from... And Garrett, welcome to Garage Talk Live.
Oh, thanks for having me. I'm glad to be here.
Well, you're out of Roanoke Rapids, North Carolina, and I guess, how did you find out about us here up in Philly?
Well, the Twitter and Facebook deal, that's really what how I figured out about it, but... One of my friend race car drivers, I can't even remember who, posted it, and I think I came over here and listened, and ever since then I've been wanting to be a guest sometime.
Well, you race locally in North Carolina, of course. The thing about you is, I guess, 18 years old enough to drive a race car, but you can't get a license to drive on the highway. How did you manage to pull that one off?
Yes, sir. I still can't figure out the rule on that one. I mean, I have my NASCAR license, but I can't drive anything on the road or anything. So really, I don't know how it happened. I just come from a family of racers, and I told them 2 or 3 years ago that, you know, race I wanted to do, and it's what I wanted to have a career in. And we went out and purchased my first car, and ever since then I've been hooked.
Well, what series and tracks do you like to drive in down there in North Carolina? I know, I guess, obviously your goal is to one day make it to the Sprint Cup Series. What's your progression? Did you drive go-karts, dirt track, or are you an asshole driver from the get-go?
I actually, I didn't do quarter midgets or bandoleros or anything like that. And I just hopped into a race car, and I'll actually tell you why. We kind of saw that the go-kart, I mean, yeah, they're great to learn the basic skills of racing, but it would be a harder transition for me to go from that to a stock car than just hopping into one, because the go-kart is so light, and basically you just hold it down full throttle, and with the stock cars, that you have throttle control and all that good stuff. So that's why we didn't. I actually started out in a four-cylinder, actually in 2010, and we had a really good season. I was very surprised, and I wish we had gotten to run the full season, but unfortunately we didn't get all the funding we needed, and it's really frustrating. So their worst finish was sixth, and if I had to make one more start, even in my, there were 15 races, and I started 10 of them, and I still finished third and sixth in the points. So it was very disappointing, because at one of the tracks I raced, if I had just made one more start, I would have won the championship. So that kind of makes me sad now, but just ready for 2011. I feel like it'll be just as good of a season.
Now, the pictures I see of you, you're driving a number 77. Is that a street stock type of thing or an enduro?
Well, in North Carolina, we have a bunch of different series with four cylinders, to be honest. But in 2010, they had a series called the Young Guns, and it's from all drivers from ages 12 to 18, and that's what I did. And I also ran some new car races here and there, but we had a really good season, and we felt like we needed to move me up to continue my progression to NASCAR, and so next year I'll be driving a pure stock at South Boston and Orange County.
Okay, I know where South Boston is. Where is Orange County?
Orange County, it's in Rosemont, North Carolina. It's near Raleigh, our state capital, and it's called the fastest 3/8 mile track in the world. So it's definitely pretty quick, and it's really tough to get around there. But we'll be racing there full time, and we'll be running a partial schedule at South Boston. We'll probably end up running about 8 races or so there.
I mean, South Boston, that's home of the Burton brothers, and I guess the Sadler brothers ran there. And that's the famous home. I know Elliot Sadler always talks about bologna burgers down there. So I guess you'll have to try one of them running down there, because that's a pretty well-known speedway up in, even in these parts.
Well, yeah, Elliot is actually my favorite driver, and I live 10 minutes from him, so it's always cool living here in NASCAR driver, and I've met Elliot a couple times. He's really cool, and always love getting to meet him and love chatting with him and his family, but the bologna burgers, they are awesome, I can go ahead and tell you that, and I might have to try to beat his record of 16.
That 16 what, bologna burgers?
Yeah,
he
eating bologna burgers in one day, so.
Oh, one day. I thought maybe a sitting. I said, you should be on Man versus Food trying that one out.
Definitely. I'm lucky if I can put down one, so I still have yet to figure out how he did it.
He probably started for breakfast and finished up at dinner. And figure driving in a race, you expend a lot of energy and sweat a lot, so that would probably make you hungry.
I'm different from about all of the drivers. I hardly eat anything on race day. I can't do it, so.
Well, you're still young and growing yet. When you get older and you start getting hungry, we'll wait and see when you turn 18 or so. That might change.
Yeah, it could change by then, especially when I start having to run some 300-lap races and all.
Yeah, those longer ones, you sit in that car a bit longer, you probably build up a little bit of an appetite. Now, like, I guess when you're running heat races and all, you don't have to worry about it too much. You can get out of the car, maybe drink some fluids, and that'll take care of things.
Yeah, and this season, we ran 20 to 30 lap races, so that wasn't too big of a deal. So now this next year, it could be a little tougher because we'll be running more laps and more cars and just more competition. I mean, South Boston and Orange County, if you live around here, you know that those are the two, that the competition there is tighter than anywhere else. So it's definitely going to be a whole lot tougher on the physical side next year.
Yeah, especially being so young. I mean, how were you able to get into racing in the series you're in being that young? I mean, I know you said it's a young gun series starting from 8 years old, but I imagine some of the competition you're up against has to be a wee bit older.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I was actually the youngest one in the series in 2010. But next year, South Boston, I'll definitely be the youngest. And I just barely got in because NASCAR actually just changed the age limit for NASCAR sanctioned race, for a NASCAR sanctioned racetrack to 14. So I was thankful that they did that because I've been dreaming of racing South Boston and Orange County for a long time. So that's how I got in.
Now, how do you prepare yourself for a race? I mean, if you're racing, what, Friday nights and Saturday? Well, Friday nights, you know, you go to school, then you got to hop in and head to the track. What do you do when you race Saturday nights just because of that?
Well, this season we only raced on Saturday, so I got kind of lucky. But since I'm homeschooled, that's not too big of a deal. And I'm actually very lucky to be homeschooled, so. And I feel like any young drivers that are trying to make it to Cup, they need to be homeschooled just because, you know, when you have those 2 and 3 day shows, you would have to end up skipping school a whole lot. And I know just in 2010, with only Saturday races, I would probably miss at least 10 days of school or so. So definitely being homeschooled was important, and I think that really helped me out a lot.
Now, on your race day preparation, what's that entail?
Well, I really don't do too much. I try to work out a couple of times before I race. But the only thing I really do the same each and every weekend at the racetrack, me and my race team, we always get together and pray before we even go out on the racetrack. But that's the only thing that we do every week.
Now, you also have a website you just posted up. I know you had a transition over. If people want to find out about it, they can go to www.garrettmarchantracing.com and have what, listed your fans, your events, sponsors. If they want to sponsor you, they can get a contact with you through there. How is that coming for this year, the sponsorship?
Sponsorship for next year is looking really good. Actually, we're going to be announced on January 29th who's going to be on the hood, and hopefully who's going to be on the quarter panels all on the same day. But also at the Advertised Racing for Calls with the Big Dogs event, January 29th, that's where it's going to be announced at. We have a bunch of NASCAR drivers, ARCA drivers, and all of them coming down to race with us. And I've already told my teammate, Jeremy Clements, that I was going to have to beat him this year, so looking forward to that as well.
Now, Jeremy Clements, he drives in the Nationwide Series, doesn't he?
Yes, sir, he does. He's on the Racing for a Cause team, as I am myself, and we've gotten together through that.
Now, you said you like to work out a little bit. What do you do as far as a workout goes?
I try to walk / run about 3.5 miles a day, and we have a total gym in my room, so that gets used up pretty good as well.
Is it a weightlifting or anything like that, or not yet because you don't get too bulked up?
Yeah, no weightlifting as of now, but maybe within the next few years I'll get into that.
Yeah, well, I guess when you start to put a little more meat on your bones, right?
Yes, sir.
Take that Mark Martin workout. He's a gym fiend, and he's still racing at 52, so.
Yeah, it would be really cool to live up to what he's done. So I look up to all those guys. They've really accomplished something, and hopefully I can as well.
Well, if, you know, as young as you are, starting out in the series you're in, then you run into that well, and if you progress more this coming season, I'm sure they're going to take a look at you. And I think the only thing nowadays that I think that really upsets me, because young drivers have to bring a sponsor with them these days, and it used to be up to the owners to go out and find all that stuff. So now they're putting more of the emphasis on the driver, and, you know, that kind of takes a bit of time out during the week, I guess, when you could normally be working on the car at the younger series, and then, of course, once you get up to the Nationwide Series or even the Truck Series, you know, then you could concentrate more on your driving. But you know, I guess your next step, once you climb the ladder, would be heading towards ARCA, and then maybe the trucks are Nationwide.
Definitely, I'm one who. I want to work my way up slowly. I want to go to ARCA, then trucks, then Nationwide, and then Cup. Because I've seen drivers that have, you know, just jumped from ARCA to Nationwide or Cup and not really ran too well. And so I'm going to try to take it year by year or something like that. And that's what I'm trying to do right now as well. Not taking too big of a jump from what I ran last year to this year. But the cars are probably 20 to 30 miles an hour quicker, so that's a big difference. And going to be doing the same thing in 2012 as well, hopefully. And like you said, the sponsor hunting deal, to me, that's tougher than driving the race car on the racetrack. And the off season is more frustrating than race season to me, so.
You get to do interviews with people in strange places like me, right?
No, not that part. It's just a sponsor deal. It's pretty tough when you don't know who's going to be coming back for the next season. And when you know that you kind of need a sponsor for next year so you can run full-time, it's kind of stressful. But once you get the sponsor on the car, you're good to go after that, because it's pretty easy to please a sponsor. It's just hard to get them on the car.
Yeah, I guess that's getting them is the hard part. Now, your parents, what have they done to help you along here? They've been pretty supportive, or at first maybe not so much?
Well, they've actually supported me a whole lot. My mom wasn't too happy at first, but she's gotten over it now. But actually, after about my third or fourth race, I mean, we were running really well, and we hadn't finished outside of the top five, but she said we need to be winning. So, you know, she's kind of stepped into that team owner position. And my dad, he's been very supportive, just because he still races. He races late model here in North Carolina. But I think he was about more excited than I was when I told him I wanted to race. So my parents have been very helpful in my racing career. Of course, They funded me last season, and they're going to fund me again this season, so can't ask for too much more.
I guess, well, your dad being a racer, that's a plus. Mom always seems to take the tougher approach. I don't know what it is about moms, but they don't want their sons out there hurting themselves, I guess.
Definitely, but I kind of told her that if I'm going to get hurt doing something, why not just do something that you love? So that's how I've always looked at that. And as far as my dad being the driver himself, that's definitely helped because he's raced at most of the racetracks I've raced at. And he's really helped me with what groove to run and where to let off at, where to stand back on the throttle at, and all that good stuff. So he's definitely helped me out a whole lot. And without him, I wouldn't have ran as well as I did this year.
Well, that's a good thing if you got somebody with experience helping you. I know when you move up the ranks, you're going to be looking for those people that will help you. And from what I've heard talking to other drivers that have, in the Nationwide or the Truck Series, they also say they, the people aren't going to volunteer, but if you ask them, they'll tell you. Have you ever raced against your dad?
I haven't raced against him yet, but we did race in the same night, and he actually drove my car, and he blew the motor right on the start, so I've kind of been picking on him for that. So we've kind of had a little miniature rivalry going on since that day, but never raced against him, and I hope to one day, but if we do, I just can't let him beat me or I'll hear it for a long time.
Oh, I'm sure. Well, I guess you got a radio show you got to get ready for. That's your own show. You want to plug it?
Sure, why not? We're actually going to be doing something a little different tonight. Since it is Christmas week, everybody at For the Win, we voted that we've had a little Christmas party style type thing. So we're just going to have some fun tonight, and we're going to talk a lot about which NASCAR to get for Christmas. So that'll definitely be interesting. And we have my friend Kirsten Smutney on. She's a driver, and so that'll be fun talking with her. And also, I've got to plug my Twitter, Garrett Marchant, and please follow me there. You'll get to you'll get all access stuff on me. And as Vince said a little while earlier, please check out my website, GarrettMarchantRacing.com. Just launched it, and it looks really good. Thanks to Kate for setting up the interview tonight, and thanks to her for fixing up my website. She did all the writing stuff, so that's been a big help. And also got to thank all my sponsors, Racing for Calls, Plaid Racing, Wreckage Clothing, Amsoil, Adams Lawn and Landscapes, Brent Rapids by Salas, Carolina Service Center, Hugo Auto Sales, and I think that's about it.
Well, you better get used to that. You'll be doing that a lot if you start when you win a lot of races. So,
It's really tough because I've got a whole lot of new sponsors for next year. So, I'm hoping I don't forget somebody, and I actually did, and they're the ones that are going to be helping us out a whole lot. VictoryK.Ning.com. It is a Casey King free social network, and I'm up there myself, so you can contact me there. And thanks to Mike and Diane over there. They're helping us a lot for 2011, and can't thank them enough.
And when's your show on, and where can we find it?
It's going to be on at 9 p.m. Eastern tonight, and we actually just changed the time, so our shows don't interfere, but it starts at 9, and it's going to end at 10, and you can find it at blogtalkradio.com/for the win.
For the win, Blog Talk Radio, 9 o'clock, Garrett Marchant, thank you for joining me. You have a Merry Christmas, my friend, and we'll be looking for big things from you coming up this year. So we'll have you on again. Hope you enjoyed your first appearance on Garage Talk Live, and stay in touch, my friend.
Oh, no problem. Thanks for having me, and Merry Christmas.
Take care now. There we have Garrett Martin, another young driver, 14 years old, for the win at Blog Talk Radio for the win. A lot of people are going on that. I've had a co-host join me who does her own show on Blog Talk Radio, Summer Dreer, young lady, only 18 years old. And, of course, more to come in the off season. Right now we're going to take a little break. You're listening to Garage Talk Live. I'm Vince. Give us a call, 856-227-1360 or 856-232-7077. We're going to come up with a trivia question. Call in. We're going to have tickets for the Motorsports 2011 show in Oak, Pennsylvania. They have it every year. I'm there every year. This year you'll find drivers like Rusty Wallace, his son Steven, Kenny Wallace, who will be joining us on January 10th. That's right, the Herminator will be here on Garage Talk Live. Don't touch that dial. We'll be right back after these words.
Only one place to go. All Guard Power Washing. They handle all types of power washing. Exterior surface cleaning. They can handle aluminum, vinyl siding, brick, cement, stucco, wood deck restorations, mildew removal, and driveways. Remember, All Guard Power Washing is cleaning up your neighborhood. They handle commercial or residential jobs. And when we need power washing here at WNJC, we go to All Guard Power Washing. Take a pencil, write this number down, 1-800-801-0644. That's 1-800-801-0644. All Guard Power Washing, aluminum, vinyl, brick, cement, stucco, wood deck restorations, you name it, they can do it. All Guard Power Washing, 1-800-801-0644. Are you looking for a cleaning service to clean your business? You know, make it look very professional. Make it smell nice. Make it look nice. Make it very desirable to your clients as well as your office staff. If you are, you need to know about the Magical Touch Cleaning Service. Professional cleaning is guaranteed with Magical Touch. They do commercial office cleaning, daycare centers, school cleaning, construction cleanup, move-in and move-outs, floor stripping and waxing, as well as carpet cleaning. And they are the official cleaning service for WNJC Radio. When you come into WNJC, you'll see how clean our studios are. And they're that clean because we are cleaned by the Magical Touch Cleaning Service. Their telephone number is 856-307-9816. That's 856-307-9816. They also give free estimates. Let them work their magic for you. They are fully insured, bonded, and owner-operated. The Magical Touch Cleaning Service. Grab a pencil, write this number down. Area code 856-307-9816. That's 856-307-9816. Call today. Recently here at WNJC, we needed to get our mobile unit lettered. We chose Deptford Signorama. We chose Deptford Signorama because they're simply the best at what they do. They serve the entire tri-state area. They handle interior and exterior signs, from stop signs to plaza markers. They also handle banners, truck lettering, neon signs, monument signs, ADA signage, and trade show displays. At Deptford Signorama, their motto is, "Our signs sell your business or product 24/7. They also give great service with a personal touch. The phone number for Deptford Signorama is 856-853-8099. That's 856-853-8099. And the next time you see the WNJC mobile unit out and about, you'll know that it was lettered by Deptford Signorama. Once again, that phone number, 856-853-8099. We highly recommend you call.
Designing the right entertainment or talent for your next event is a big step. To make sure it's a step in the right direction, choose the company that's best qualified to handle your entertainment needs. Megastar Entertainment Group. Whether you're looking for a band, a DJ, a performer, model, a host, a speaker, movie, or TV celebrity, services and support available through Megastar helps you not only find the right entertainment, but get from contract to performance with ease. They provide the scheduling, commitment, and entertainment in one complete package. Your Megastar Talent Coordinator will handle many of the details that will make your event a success. They can also help you find the right talent, host or MC for an event, or locate an exotic location or venue for your event. In short, if it's entertainment related, Megastar can take care of it. Call 1-877-USA-MEGA. That's 1-877-USA-MEGA. Or visit them on the web at Megastar Group. So reach for the stars. Call the Megastar Group now. 1-877-USA-MEGA. Megastar Entertainment Group.
Are you looking for a great place to eat? Tejas Grill and Restaurant in the X Bradley Shopping Center is now open and eager to serve you great, affordable Mexican cuisine. Our specialties include tacos, to fajitas, to filet mignon. We're open 7 days a week from 11 o'clock in the morning till 10 o'clock at night. And every Sunday afternoon, come see your favorite band, Mariachis. Every day, we have fresh, handmade tortillas. If you're having a birthday, we'll supply the cake. We're located at 222 White Horse Pike in Stratford, New Jersey. That's 222 White Horse Pike in Stratford, New Jersey. For more information, all directions, give us a call. Our telephone number is 627-1555. That's 627-1555. Come to Tejas Grill and Restaurant in the X Bradley Shopping Center. You'll be glad you did.
You're playing with it, but I'll run you through. So when you're waiting for the next attack, you better stay on this or come back.
And we're back here on Garage Talk Live. I'm Vince Bonfigli, and you're listening to us on 1360 AM WNJC in Washington Township, New Jersey, and 1460 AM Wi-Fi in Florence. Okay, we're going to announce we're going to have a trivia question. You could win two tickets to Motorsports 2011. I will have these tickets in my hand, so we'll have a trivia question for you. We'll give them away. Or you could hit me up on either Facebook. You can message me there, Twitter, or my email at vinceb@garagetalklive.com. And the question is, who is the co-founder of Penske Racing South? It was Roger Penske and one other guy many years ago, I'd say, 1991? And they hired a young driver named Rusty Wallace to be their driver in the number two Miller Genuine Draft Ford at the time. So, tell me who, along with Roger Penske, helped found Penske Racing South, and brought Roger Penske into NASCAR. All right. So, anyway, going up, going to be there, I tell you, at Motorsports 2011 on January the 22nd. That's Saturday's day. David Pearson, the legend. Kenny Wallace will be there, who will be my guest 2 weeks from tonight. No, wait, 3 weeks from tonight. When's the 10th? 27th, 3rd, 10th. 3 weeks from tonight. He'll be on the show. And, oh, there's a guy we can probably get on to after him. Two big talkers, Kenny and, of course, the champ, the NHRA funny car champ, John Force. We'll have to get him on. He's going to be there on Saturday as well from 2:30 to 4. Of course, Rusty Wallace and his son Stephen Wallace will be there. So, anyway, let's pick up a caller. It's Jerry from the Northeast. Hey, Jer.
Hey, Vince. How you been?
Good, good, good.
All right. Hope you have a Merry Christmas, by the way.
You too, Jer. And you want to try to win tickets to the motorsport show?
That's all right. Yeah, I'll let somebody else do it.
All right. What can I do for you?
Anything big in auto racing this week or during this off season? I know I asked you the same question last week, but
Well, this week, Tony Kanaan found the ride with IndyCar. He stayed in the open wheel. He
right.
was bought out by Andretti Autosport and signed with Jill DeFerrin. With DeFerrin Dragon Racing for 2011. Jill DeFerrin used to drive IndyCars. Now he's in the ownership role, so he lands a ride.
Right.
Anna Beatriz wins the Brazilian All-Star Kart Race,
mm-hmm.
which is one of the follow-ups that lead into the Star Mazda, then the Indy Lights, and then the IndyCar Series. Of course, my past guest, Brittany Foster, is going that route.
Good.
So the deal, but other than that, I guess there's a couple new sponsors on different cars. Harvick's losing Pennzoil.
Oh, who are they getting now?
They're going to Brad Keselowski's team. And
right.
look for the 29 to have a black car sporting the Budweiser logo.
Oh, Bud.
So there's a whole bunch of...
Now, what do you think of this Kanaan move?
Well, he needs a ride. It's an upstart team. I don't know how well they're going to do. I mean, he's a two-time IndyCar champ.
Right.
Do I think he's got a shot at beating Penske Racing or Chip Ganassi Racing? No.
Yeah.
I don't think anybody could beat those two right now. I think even Andretti's team with his son Marco and
– right.
And even with Danica driving,
yeah,
that's probably why they let Kanaan go, figuring that's one salary they don't have to worry about. They might put a younger person in there that they don't have to pay as much. And I'm pretty sure it has to be a money move there.
Mm-hmm.
But
what makes these teams you mentioned, the Penske team and all those others, what makes them so consistent? What makes them so far ahead of the rest of them?
I guess all the engineering they put in, all the dollars they can get, and they've been around so long, it's probably, they pretty much own the series, even when, back when they were used to run all the kart series before the split, they were the two teams that pretty much ran away with everything, and then when they re-merged back, once Penske and Ganassi got back into the Indy Racing League,
yeah.
They were taking over there. Andretti actually did pretty good there because you figure he had Dario Franchitti, Tony Kanaan. That's when he was at his heyday.
Yeah.
And he lost, and Andretti lost Franchitti to Ganassi's NASCAR team.
Mm.
Now, that didn't fare out too well. Franchitti went back to the IndyCar series with Ganassi and wound up winning a couple of championships in a row.
Mm.
So, that's pretty much.
Is there going to be much of a going back and forth between the two from NASCAR to Indy, Indy to NASCAR. Is there any movement between the two of them? They're going to racing full fledged in the other camp.
Hard to say. The IndyCar guys will probably stick with the IndyCar, and the NASCAR guys will stick with NASCAR. So, I mean,
so it's going to be pretty stable on both ends, right?
Yeah. Now the question is, Ken Ganassi, who's won a lot of big races in NASCAR in 2010,
right?
Can he build on that and win a championship in 2011?
Right.
Roger Penske did get his first NASCAR championship last year with Brad Keselowski winning the Nationwide championship.
Right, yeah.
Now, he still needs to get a Sprint Cup championship. All his drivers in that series haven't been able to do it.
Is it gonna be you have a hunch that this year is going to be the year for them?
No. I think it's going to be, again, between – you got to look at Jimmy Johnson.
Right, of course.
And, maybe Jeff Gordon back in the mix with Alan Gustafson. Maybe they can work some bugs out and get him running up front.
Yeah.
Can't count him out.
Yeah. And, of course,
Roush, Carl Edwards, he's always in the mix.
Oh, Carl Edwards is going to have a very good year this coming year.
You can't say that either. Never know.
I mean, the last two races are an indication, let's put it that way.
Yeah, they were turning it around in the last two races, of course.
If that's a good indicator.
And then there's the Gibbs team.
Right.
You got Denny Hamlin, who
right,
is probably mad at himself because I think
it
was his to win and he blew it.
He wants it real bad, I imagine.
But then again, he's got a teammate that's probably the best driver in the series by far.
Yeah.
Whether he's in a truck series, a Nationwide series,
mm-hmm.
or the Cup series, love him or hate him.
Yeah.
The guy can win in anything he drives.
Yeah. It's indestructible, Prince.
Now, if he can get a little patient and quit with the temper tantrums, it's like the old days. You need a bad guy in the sport, and he's now the bad guy. He's taken over for Tony Stewart, who was the bad guy.
Right.
And the ultimate bad guy was Dale Earnhardt.
Yeah.
But Earnhardt had won seven championships. Stewart's got two.
Yes.
Kyle has yet to win one.
Yeah.
Do
you think there'll be an indicator in the next few years that Kyle's going to pipe down, or do you think that this is going to stay within the rest of the way as far as his bad boy attitude?
I don't know. I think he likes the image.
Think he likes it?
Yeah, his brother Kurt calmed down. He was a bit of a bad boy when he came up, but
yeah,
he calmed down enough to win a championship.
Mm-hmm.
Now he's striving for that second one, and if anybody in Penske Racing has a shot at it, it might be him. Brad Keselowski.
Right.
There's another bad boy coming up.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. He's not afraid to rough it up with Kyle or Carl Edwards. They had their feuds
past
year. Throw Denny Hamlin in that mix, too.
I was going to ask you the next question about who would be the heir apparent, Kyle, as far as being a bad guy goes.
That would have to be Mr. Keselowski.
Keselowski, yeah.
But there's rookies coming up every year, so you got to watch them.
Who's going to be, in your opinion, I know you don't know probably not too much about him right now, but because they haven't raced yet, but who have you heard is going to be a good rookie to break into the scene on NASCAR?
I don't know.
Who have you heard?
I got to see who's in the rookie class yet. So we won't find out until
haven't told
the lineups come around and Speed Week start in Daytona.
Oh, they haven't told you yet then, right?
Nah, because you don't know who's going to come up yet. So
a
lot of it has to do with money. And if somebody in the Nationwide Series
right.
can come up and bring some dollars with them,
yeah.
you're going to have to look at. But right now, and with them NASCAR limiting the Cup drivers,
mm-hmm.
at least as far as running for a championship, you won't see you'll see a Nationwide regular running for a championship.
Yeah, do you think there's going to be a sort of like what in baseball, or like a triple A for NASCAR, like having...
It's called the Nationwide Series.
Nationwide, yeah. But, do you think that's whoever does well in the nationwide is going to has a great shot to crack NASCAR then, right?
Well, it depends. It all depends who's going to be the phenom.
Right.
If somebody races real well, there's a couple people I'd look at right now. Trevor Bayne, he runs real good.
Yeah.
He switched teams. Roush stole him from Michael Waltrip Racing. He's been on the show before. Yeah, there's a kid with a lot of talent.
Right.
Ryan Truex, Martin's younger brother.
I've heard him.
He's getting his feet wet. So, you know, there's a few in there that you got to wait and see on. As a matter of fact, we'll just have to I'll have to check it out and see who's I don't have any of the nationwide listings in front of me right yet, but I'll take a break and get them on the next break and see who's up and coming. Who I think might crack the lineup. All right, sir?
Okay. I wish you a Merry Christmas there. Are you going to be on live next week here in New York?
No, I'm not. I'm taking the mid-holiday Monday off. You'll hear a repeat. Maybe I'll replay one of the Brittany Foster interview or with Sarah Fisher or one of the other shows.
That was a very good interview, by the way, your parents.
Well, if anybody hasn't heard it, then they'll get to hear it again.
Well, I hope you have a happy new year, too. I hope 2011 is a great year for you.
All right, Jeff. You too. Have a good one.
Sure.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
You're listening to Garage Talk Live. I'm Vince Bonfigli. Don't touch that dial. We'll be right back after these words. It would help if I cued the right music up now, wouldn't it? Anyway, that's right. Next week, we'll be on Best Of or Rerun, and my staff and I need a little break. It is a holiday season, so we'll be give us a call. Don't forget, we still got that trivia question out. Two tickets to the Motorsports 2011 show. Who co-founded Penske Racing South? Give us a call, 856-227-1360 or 856-232-7077. Be right back.
Home or business needs power washing, there's only one place to go. All Guard Power Washing. They handle all types of power washing. Exterior surface cleaning. They can handle aluminum, vinyl siding, brick, cement, stucco, wood deck restorations, mildew removal, and driveways. Remember, All Guard Power Washing is cleaning up your neighborhood. They handle commercial or residential jobs. And when we need power washing here at WNJC, we go to All Guard Power Washing. Take a pencil. Write this number down. 1-800-801-0644. That's 1-800-801-0644. All Guard Power Washing. Aluminum, vinyl, brick, cement, stucco, wood deck restorations. You name it, they can do it. All Guard Power Washing. 1-800-801-0644. Are you looking for a cleaning service to clean your business? You know, make it look very professional. Make it smell nice. Make it look nice. Make it very desirable to your clients as well as your office staff. If you are, you need to know about the Magical Touch Cleaning Service. Professional cleaning is guaranteed with Magical Touch. They do commercial office cleaning, daycare centers, school cleaning, construction cleanup, move-in and move-outs, floor stripping and waxing, as well as carpet cleaning. And they are the official cleaning service for WNJC Radio. When you come into WNJC, you'll see how clean our studios are. And they're that clean because we are cleaned by the Magical Touch Cleaning Service. Their telephone number is 856-307-9816. That's 856-307-9816. They also give free estimates. Let them work their magic for you. They are fully insured, bonded, and owner-operated. The Magical Touch Cleaning Service. Grab a pencil, write this number down. Area code 856-307-9816. That's 856-307-9816. Call today. Recently here at WNJC, we needed to get our mobile unit lettered. We chose Deffert Signorama. We chose Deffert Signorama because they're simply the best at what they do. They serve the entire tri-state area. They handle interior and exterior signs, from stop signs to plaza markers. They also handle banners, truck lettering, neon signs, monument signs, ADA signs, and trade show displays. At Deffert Signorama, their motto is, "Our signs sell your business or product 24/7. They also give great service with a personal touch. The phone number for Deffert Signorama is 856-853-8099. That's 856-853-8099. And the next time you see the WNJC mobile unit out and about, you'll know that it was lettered by Deffert Signorama. Once again, that phone number, 856-853-8099. We highly recommend you call.
Deciding on the right entertainment or talent for your next event is a big step. To make sure it's a step in the right direction, choose the company that's best qualified to handle your entertainment needs. Megastar Entertainment Group. Whether you're looking for a band, a DJ, a performer, model, a host, a speaker, movie, or TV celebrity, services and support available through Megastar helps you not only find the right entertainment, but get from contract to performance with ease. They provide the scheduling, commitment, and entertainment in one complete package. Your Megastar Talent Coordinator will handle many of the details that will make your event a success. They can also help you find the right talent, host or MC for an event, or locate an exotic location or venue for your event. In short, if it's entertainment related, Megastar can take care of it. Call 1-877-USA-MEGA. That's 1-877-USA-MEGA. Or visit them on the web at megastargroup.com. So reach for the stars. Call the Megastar Group now. 1-877-USA-MEGA. Megastar Entertainment Group.
Are you looking for a great place to eat? Tejas Grill and Restaurant in the X Bradley Shopping Center is now open and eager to serve you great, affordable Mexican cuisine. Our specialties include tacos, to fajitas, to filet mignon. We're open 7 days a week from 11 o'clock in the morning till 10 o'clock at night. And every Sunday afternoon, come see your favorite band, Mariachis. Every day, we have fresh, handmade tortillas. If you're having a birthday, we'll supply the cake. We're located at 222 White Horse Pike in Stratford, New Jersey. That's 222 White Horse Pike in Stratford, New Jersey. For more information, all directions, give us a call. Our telephone number is 627-1555. That's 627-1555. Come to Tejas Grill and Restaurant in the X Bradley Shopping Center. You'll be glad you did.
And we're back here on Garage Talk Live. I'm Vince Bonfigli, and let's see, who do we got here? Justin Allgaier. I don't think he's going to run Cup next year. But stick with the Nationwide Series. He just got a new ride with Turner Motorsports. Colin Brown, he might make the Cup Series. He is running the Cup Series, I think. Pronounced Brown. It's spelled Braun. But there's a guy that, if he makes the jump, has a shot. He'll be running with the Tears. Of course, Danica is probably going to run a partial Nationwide schedule, so don't look for her this year. Probably when her contract's up with Andretti Autosport. Got a kid, Cup drivers at the top of the media list here. Kyle Busch, Carl Edwards. Brendan Gaughan's going back to the Truck Series, so he won't be running. He drove for Rusty Wallace Racing last year. So, just tough to find Nationwide guys that are going to move up right now. All the ones I'm seeing here are still getting their feet wet in the Nationwide Series. The ones that are already running both series are probably going to stick more to the Cup side anyway. So anyway, next week we'll be off. Y'all have a very Merry Christmas. Stay tuned for the two-hour show. Follow us. THE will be in. DJ Soulbuck playing all the... Well, that's about all we have for today. Of course, next week is the 22nd. We'll let you know what's flying. Maybe I can mix something up for next week. And don't forget, check out hillbillyhorrorshow.com and register to win a walk-on part. So as it gets close to Christmas, I hope your Christmas wish list has come in. And happy Hanukkah, all that good stuff there. Get all your presents in. Maybe we'll come up with our NASCAR wish list for next year. So I'm Vince Bonfigli. We'll see you all next week. Good night and good racing.
Hot dang! Ever want to be on a wacky TV show? Well, here's your chance.
Hooray!
Hillbilly Horror Show is having a contest, and the winner gets a walk-on role in Hillbilly Horror Show Volume 5. Hang out on set with the cast, and yeah, fellas, that means hanging with the lovely Miss Lulu featured in Maxim.
You smell like the inside of my mama's purse.
Head on over to hillbillyhorrorshow.com to enter and join in the fun. And be sure to check out Hillbilly Horror Show Volumes 1 and 2, now out on DVD at major retailers and Amazon.